Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At the end of October, the latest annual edition of the Economic Freedom of North America Index was released for data from the year 2016. There are some good news in this report. The state of Michigan came out tied with North Carolina and Washington for the 21st highest of American states. 4 years earlier, Michigan only came in at 37th best in the nation. In 2009, the state was all the way down to 45th place. So, why is higher economic freedom from government important? The results speak for themselves. States with higher economic freedom average significantly greater per capita income than those with lesser freedom. They also average greater growth in jobs. Even better, there are several other factors that positively correlate with greater economic freedom. For instance, the residents in states with greater liberty average longer life expectancies, lower infant mortality rates, and also have greater civil and political freedoms. The findings in these annual reports have been confirmed in more than 200 other research papers. Drilling down to the county level, counties in states with lower economic freedom that border on states with higher liberty tend to outperform other counties in the same state. That likely means that Michigan residents in the counties bordering Indiana, which tied for 14th highest state in this latest index of economic freedom, are benefiting from that proximity. By the way, in case you're interested, the top five American states in this latest analysis of economic freedom were New Hampshire, Florida, South Carolina, Utah, and Georgia. The bottom five, starting with number 50, are New York, Delaware, Kentucky, Minnesota, and Rhode Island. For other states bordering Michigan, Wisconsin came in 27th, Illinois tied for 30th, and Ohio 45th. Obviously, some policies advocated by Governor Snyder had some impact on Michigan's huge rise up the rank of states in economic freedom. For the sake of state residents, I would hope that incoming Governor Whitmer will continue expanding economic freedom. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.